In a startling revelation, a series of AI-generated phone calls impersonating President Joe Biden have been linked to dubious telecommunications activities and a Texas-based entity known as Life Corporation. These fraudulent calls have been a cause for concern for both security agencies and the general public, raising alarms over the new heights of deception enabled by artificial intelligence. The calls, which began circulating several months ago, featured an AI-synthesized voice that remarkably mirrored the tonality and pacing of President Biden's speech. Recipients reported receiving messages of various natures, with some pushing political agendas and others attempting financial scams. The sophistication of the impersonation points to a high level of technical expertise behind the operation. Investigations soon led to a complex web of telecommunications routing, highlighting the involvement of several offshore entities. However, a critical breakthrough came when Signals Intelligence pointed to a Texan corporation, coyly named Life Corporation, as the primary source of the AI-generated calls. This corporation, whose real business activities remained obscured by front operations, appeared to be a node in an extensive illicit telecom practice, leveraging AI for nefarious purposes. The use of sophisticated AI to mimic public figures is not a new concern, but the direct involvement of a United States-based company sheds light on the domestic vulnerabilities in telecommunications infrastructure. Experts warn that this incident underscores the necessity for stringent regulations and advanced detection systems to combat the misuse of AI technologies. Authorities are currently investigating the individuals behind Life Corporation and their connections to international telecom fraud rings. The issue also brings into focus the ethical implications of AI voice synthesis and the legal frameworks required to govern such technologies. As this situation continues to develop, it stands as a sobering reminder of the dual-use nature of AI, calling for responsible innovation and robust safeguards. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, along with other regulatory bodies, are now caught in a catch-up game, trying to implement policies that could prevent such occurrences in the future. Consumer advocacy groups have also stepped up their calls for action, demanding greater transparency and accountability from telecom companies that have the capability to cross ethical boundaries in pursuit of profit or influence. Meanwhile, the public is advised to remain vigilant against potential frauds and to report any suspicious communications to authorities. Educational efforts are also being ramped up to inform citizens about the telltale signs of AI-generated audio and how to distinguish it from genuine communication. In an era where fake can increasingly sound real, critical thinking and a cautious approach to communication technology have never been more essential.